car là, but we can use that kind of language. She just was particular, but I mean, had us not to use any bad language at all.
I see. Mm-hmm. What about a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to keep hold of it? You say he's an old.
I forget what they call them. I can't think of it now. They call him something else they call him. I just can't think of it now.
Okay.
What did you think?
Some people say miser.
Oh, a miser.
Or old skinflint.
Yes,
skinflint. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody were to say about somebody, well, she's just as common as she can be, what would that mean to you? If you call somebody common, what would you mean?
Well, I wouldn't think it was anything bad at
just
all.
Just average?
Average person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be anything bad. If you call them common.
But the average person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's say if I had a relative, and I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with him, but every now and then he just acts a little bit
peculiar.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
If I said he acts a little bit queer, would that mean the same thing?
Queer, peculiar, funny, or something. It all be the same thing.
Have you noticed whether that word has changed meaning any? Does it mean anything different nowadays?
Change.
Yes, ma'am. Whereas it used to mean peculiar or strange, nowadays it means something else.
No, I haven't noticed that. It
just means strange or peculiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. Say if somebody got too hot, and then he got chilled, so his eyes started running in his nose.
Water.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'd say he did what? He got all clogged up. You'd say he probably started sneezing and everything.
Catch a cold.
Yes, ma'am. And if it affected his voice, he's a little bit
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he does that, he's got a little
cough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Talking about the land. Oh, you mentioned something when you were talking about what grows out in your backyard. You said that some things come up without being planted.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular, some particular kind of crop, if it grows up just by itself without being planted?
Yeah, it's sometimes, I think it's what it is, and throwing out things, a seed or something, that's how it comes up.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Maybe if stalk corn or something of the kind.
I just wondered if you'd ever heard people call it a volunteer.
Volunteer, that's it. Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
What about a starchy food that comes in...
starchy.
Yeah, in grains. Instead of potatoes, you might have... Instead of meat and potatoes, you might have... It's white stuff. They eat it in China a lot.
Starch, China. Rice?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Mm. And have you ever made a dessert in a deep dish out of slices of apples or peaches, has a thick crust on top?
Yes, we call it a pie.
A pie?
Mm-hmm.